From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Could a developing drought in New Zealand help the global supply and demand picture for milk markets? Alyssa Badger of High Ground Dairy tells MilkBusiness.com weather developments in New Zealand could certainly help milk prices here at home. Badger says it will be the worst end to a New Zealand season since 2012-13 market, adding that pasture conditions going into the new season will also be negative and could spur a rally in milk prices. Convenience stores account for a rapidly increasing share of food prices around the world, including Mexico, where efforts are underway to expand demand for U.S. pork and beef products. The U.S. Meat Export Federation's Gerardo Rodriguez says they're working to develop a wider range of convenience items featuring U.S. red meat, including salads with pre-cooked pork and beef. Despite the 20% retaliatory tariff on most U.S. pork, Mexico is still by far the largest volume market. A proposed summit between President Trump and China's Xi Jinping to end the trade war could be pushed back to June instead of the expected April meeting. A Hong Kong-based newspaper tells MarketWatch the latest sticking point is a split among White House officials over whether to include enforcement mechanisms over Chinese trade reforms. It's unclear where a possible June summit might be held, but Trump and Xi are both expected to attend the G20 summit in Japan in June. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.